Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nobody wants to go out on a first date and get along the whole time and have chemistry or whatever. That's boring, right? That's old school dating. It's all about arguing now. A good first date should include at least one argument and an emotional breakdown, which is why Amy's on the phone, because she had a fabulous date with a guy named Rick. She actually doesn't remember a lot of the evening, but she does remember that they got in an argument at one point. Yeah. She was emotional. He left her place, and they haven't talked since. Amy, why do you want to call him if you guys got in an argument?
Yeah.
Because, like, up until we got in the argument, we were having a really good time. And sorry, what was the question again?
My question was, why do you want to call him if you guys got in a fight on your first date?
I really want to know what happened.
Okay.
Are you like an emotional person that often brings up maybe politics or religion or some sort of topic that people can fight over?
No, not politics and religion. No.
Okay.
No. I mean, like, I have my moments just like everybody. Like, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll call him right now and see if we can find out what you guys were arguing about, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Rick there?
Yeah, this is Rick.
Rick, how are you, man? My name is Jubal. I host the morning show, Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay, are you serious?
Yeah, man. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I'm calling you today because I wanted to speak with you about a date you went on.
A date I went on?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a girl named Amy that you met off of Instagram.
Amy?
Yeah. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. Basically, it's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask what happened.
Oh, my God.
So Amy has been trying to get a hold of you, but you're not returning any of your phone calls or text messages, so she asked if we could get you on the phone and ask what happened.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am.
You really want to know how my day went?
I do. Even more than me, Amy wants to know because she says she can't really remember the last part of it.
Yeah, well.
She did tell us a little bit about the date and said you guys were arguing at some point, which is a great way to end a date, by the way. I thought it sounded really romantic.
Lasting impressions.
It definitely was not romantic.
So what was it? What were you guys arguing about? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. I don't know if it's okay to talk about it on the radio. Like, I don't know if she would be cool with that or...
Well, she kind of has no choice because she agreed to do the second date update, so she wants to know.
All right. So I went over to her place, and we were making out in her bathroom. And
your bathroom? That's...
Yeah, in her bathroom.
Okay.
Just kind of like where we ended up. And things were getting hot and heavy, and, you know, at one point my shirt came off. And then she just kind of turned, and she looked at the mirror, and she started, like, freaking out. And she looks at herself, and she's like, oh, my God, I look so ugly.
weird.
That's so sad.
Yeah, and I was like, no, you don't, not at all. And she didn't, right? Like, she's gorgeous.
Okay.
So I was like, no, you don't, right? And I'm trying to, like, make her feel better. And she's like, no, I do. And she's, like, working herself up. And I'm feeling really weird because my shirt's off, right? And then as I'm trying to, like, calm her down, she starts to, like, argue with me.
Arguing over whether or not she looks pretty?
Yeah, kind of. She's like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, you're lying to me. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, you look fine. You look great. You look beautiful.
You're like, I was just in here with my shirt off making out with you because I think that you're attractive.
Right. And eventually, this kind of half fight turns into, like, a whole fight.
Oh, no.
Like, she actually was getting aggressive with you because you were telling her that she looked good.
She was mad at me for calling her pretty. You know what I mean?
Okay. Did you think at first she was just fishing for compliments and then it took a weird turn?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. I thought that, you know, because, like, sometimes girls get down on themselves. But, like, this was way beyond anything that I've ever seen before. She was just out of control. And so finally she's just like, you know what, like, get out.
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She kicked you out for calling her pretty is what you're saying.
Right. And she kicked me out of her bathroom and she locks the door behind her.
Oh.
But my shirt and my wallet were still inside the bathroom.
Oh
yeah.
No.
So she's in there freaking out. So would you?
She's like going ballistic, and she's like sobbing in there, and I'm like, "Can I get my shirt back, please?"
Oh, I just want to give her a hug.
How long did it take till you got your shirt back?
I didn't get my shirt back.
Oh.
She
what?
Just opened up the door at one point and then threw my wallet at me and told me to get the f*** out. And I just ran home topless.
That sucks.
God.
All right. Well, that was an interesting evening for you. Any chance you'd ever talk to her again, ever?
I don't think so. I mean, it was just a little too crazy for me.
Oh, that's unfortunate because she's actually on the phone listening to this conversation.
What?
Yeah. Amy, are you there?
Oh, my God. I don't remember that. Like, at all.
Oh, Amy.
Did that seriously happen? Did I seriously cry and then kick you out of my apartment?
You've been listening the whole time that I was talking?
Yeah. And I, like, don't remember any of that. Like, are you serious? Did I kick you out like that?
Yeah, you did all of that. It was... You don't remember anything?
No. Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Wait, Amy, you think that's funny? You're not mortified by that?
No, it's, like, kind of hilarious. Like, did you hear that story? That's so funny.
So it doesn't bother you that you were freaking out because apparently you didn't think you looked good that night and he thought you were pretty and that pissed you off.
You know, I think I was just, like, having a moment, I guess. Like, sometimes I have a moment. Like, it's totally me to just, like, have a moment, but then it's fine. Like, you didn't have to leave. You didn't have to leave.
I didn't have to leave. You threw my wallet at me, and then you told me to get the f*** out. Like, you said those words.
Oh, my God. I was drunk. We were having fun. Oh, my God.
I don't know, Amy.
I wasn't having fun.
Yeah. If I was at your place, and you threw something at me and said, get the F out, I would think that I would have to leave at that point, or I would be in trouble with the law.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, wait, but Rick, did you, like, get a video of this at least?
Oh, my gosh, Amy.
What?
Did I get a video? No, I didn't get a video. Are you serious? You psycho?
Why not? I could have totally posted that on Instagram. It would have gotten so many likes.
You'd actually post a video of you having this freak out online, Amy.
Why not? I mean, like, obviously, right now, I think I'm pretty. It's fine. Everybody has a meltdown every once in a while. I'm just like, you know what? Like, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. So it's okay for people to see me like that. It's fine. Oh, funny.
Amy, I gotta say, when Rick was telling this story, I was feeling so bad for you, and I thought we were gonna talk to this, like, horribly, like, lacking self-confident woman that was crying on the other end of the line, and you were handling this way differently than I thought you would.
I don't know. You know, it's just life. It's just life. And, like, shit happens sometimes, right? And, like, I don't know. I just still can't believe you didn't take a video. Take a video next time.
Yeah, seriously. Next time you're having a meltdown like that, you need to make sure somebody is there to videotape it at all times, Amy.
Oh.
Well, then, would you guys like to go out on a second date? Rick, I will pay for a second date.
No, hell no.
You might get a viral video out of the deal.
This has not happened to me on a regular basis. Like, girls that I'm with don't have freakouts and then kick me out of their place and steal my shirt.
Well, it sounds to me like you're not really living.
I just feel like everybody has these tense moments, okay? And, like, I know that was probably a little much, but, like, if you knew me better, you would know that even though I was freaking out and I told you to leave, I wasn't really serious. I didn't really mean it. Like, I know that. And just because that happened, I don't think that it means you shouldn't go out with me. Like, you should still go out with me. I'm really fun. And, like, we could obviously have really great stories. See? Like, come on.
You know what? Fine, as long as I can end this conversation right now, as long as we can finish this up.
So,
what?
If we can finish the phone call here, you'll go out with her again?
No, I'm not going to go out with her.
So, which one is it? You're confusing me. I can't tell when you're serious and when you're not serious.
You're harder to read than she is.
I want to end this conversation. I don't ever want to see her again. I'm fine. Thank you, Amy. You seem like a lovely girl. You're really, really hot, but you are crazy as hell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.